Good couple of Sheridan coming out, some lovely stumpies and grunters. Odd Cobbia in there.
Really on the boil this week were the Garrick. They were suicidal.
The water's going to be a bit dirty and it's going to be amazing for some non-end action. This is when we know summer is officially kicked off.
There you go, buddy. Hit it now!
This is the Angler News SA Podcast. I'm Vanessa Green.
Hey, we are back, guys. Now, I know what you're thinking. What is Vinesh going to talk about this week? Because we've had some pretty uncomfortable weather. It's been cold. It's been overcast. It's been the kind of weather you stay at home and munch on some popcorn. And if that's what you were thinking and possibly even doing, well, this is what you missed out on, right? Garrick has been boiling outside of Durban. We've had massive grunter in the harbour. We've had bronze bream going absolutely wild down the south coast. We've had snook going crazy up on the north coast. We've had Inanda Dam producing two bass over 5 kilos. And the scaly action is absolutely incredible right now. And all of that is with the weather that we've been going through. So our title says, summer fish are on our doorstep, right? And with what I've just mentioned, you best believe that is exactly what is happening. Now, my reporters has the entire lowdown of what's been going on, where it's been going on, and you know what? They've even got the predictions of what's going to be coming up over this next few days. Yes, it's going to be, you know, pretty rainy along our coastline, but guys, it's actually a good thing. So pay attention because we're going to tell you exactly why, right? But before we do, guys, huge shout out to our sponsors, the Kingfisher.
The Kingfisher are the leading fishing tackle specialist. We stock gear for every facet of fishing, from carp to cooter, marlin to trout. Basically, everything. We have stores across KZN, from Toti to Salt Rock, Durban to Pietermaritzburg. You can also find us online at kingfisher.co.za.
I love it. They've got everything. We're going to need everything. Trust me about this one, guys. We are going to kick it off with these reports where Adam is going to tell us the amount of species that are coming out. And this is why I'm saying it's looking exciting. It's looking fantastic. Do not let these next 2 days of Friday and Saturday's rain deter you from the action that's coming our way. Now, let's kick off that action with what's been going on down the South Coast with our South Coast guru, Adam, and all the catches that has been coming out from here. Area.
Good day, Vinesh. I hope you're doing well, my friend. So it has been wet, muggy and buggy and just boggy and terrible down in the South Coast with this rain. But rain or sunshine, we always tend to complain. However, it has been rewarding for those anglers that are braving the cold, sort of wet weather at this stage with getting some very, very nice rockfish, with Kishan hitting a couple of bus-sized bronzies on a 7-foot light tackle setup. We've also got Kieran with a Falun on crayfish baits. We've also got Aiden hitting the rivers with some light tackle targeting those kingfish species. We've had a bit of stonies popping up. We've had some zebras, a bit of crayfish around, and a bit of shad. And the shad have also sort of been mixed bag size. And we've still got some very nice cod popping up, particularly in the Port Shepstone area, mainly at night, obviously. But again, guys, just be very wary of that location. Just touching on the freshwater side of things, we're getting some very good bass down the side with Niels, a very good friend of mine, landing himself a decent bass. But they have been a bit weird with the cold fronts hitting us over the weekends. But there are still some good fish in the shallows, with getting yourself a nice, you know, sort of 2 kilo plus minus bass hanging around there targeting the smaller fry. So, yes, it has been pretty rewarding on both fresh and saltwater side of things. The ski boat guys are still getting the odd decent sized bottom fish, a couple of big yellow belly rockhod, sort of charter boat tuna size tunas that 4.5 kilo size have been around. There are no real fireworks yet on the deep sea side of things, but definitely been perfect for the guys targeting the bream. As we know, they kind of like that overcast condition. And again, sort of a plethora of baits have been working, from crayfish tail to pink prawns to even chukka. So very nice to see that the bronzies have been on the bite. And as we know, targeting them with light tackle, they do put up a decent fight. Just briefly touching on the weather, we've got rain down here right until Friday if the prediction stays the same. There have been a few areas where the sand's been sort of mixing quite terrible, if you want to put it that way, for a better word. And there's been certain areas where your bay areas have been quite clean. Looks to be a bit of a southwester for most of the weekend, mixed in with a bit of a southeast. So the sea is going to be up and down, fairly big swells, you know, dropping right into Sunday. Wave periods also getting closer and closer. So maybe that groundswell will disappear along with that sand, but you'll never know what's going to happen until you put a bait in the water. Otherwise, Vinesh, take care, stay safe, tight lines, and let's see those catches.
Great stuff, Adam. Brilliant report. Kudos to that angler catching that bronze bream on that 7-foot rod. Guys, I was seeing the size of the bronze bream coming out of the South Coast, and they were massive. So to land that fish on a 7-foot, brilliant stuff. Great other catches coming out there, especially, you know, that Kalyun. It's not an easy fish to catch. And South Coast has been producing it. Now, speaking of that Kalyun, Don has been diving this week. The conditions were conducive, and he's going to be telling us a bit more on the spear fishing side.
The last few days have been really, really good diving conditions. Super flat sea, crystal clean water. There's been a fair bit of garrick around. The guys have also been talking about some really big garrick, the odd really big one up into the 20 kilo sort of range. Also, premium brusher season. The brush have been actually quite quiet. A couple of small ones around, but they're super difficult to target in these perfect conditions. But yeah, it's also just really good being out there. Lots of baits in the water, a few shad around as well. Lots of bronze bream, seen quite a few Kalyun. Proper, you know, the black Kalyun, has been quite a few around, some nice sizes. Also, lots of crayfish around. Probably 80% of the crayfish are in berry. So, you know, if you are taking crayfish, make sure to check. You can't take any berry. And I think we probably still in for a few days of really good diving. The wee on Thursday looks like there's a big southwest coming, big swell. So, yeah, it's going to stir things up again. Might even pull out a couple of the rivers. But, yeah, the weekend's looking good. So we'll see if there's a chance for the weekend. This weekend, or this long weekend, is going to be the Border Open Challenge, which is a spearfishing competition down in Hole in the Wall. So there will be quite a few of the KZN guys heading down that way, spend the long weekend and do a competition with the guys from East London. So, yeah. Let's just hope that the swell doesn't cause too much damage and we get some more diving in. Have a good weekend.
Thank you, Don. I'm glad to hear that the spearfishing is back in business. You know, we had a couple of weeks where not much was happening, but the last 2 weeks, you've managed to get out and some great activity happening down, underwater. Now, moving down the South Coast to cover the entire Illovo stretch, we have got Mr. Ray Thompson.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Okay. Transkei area, old Benedict and his mates went down on the weekend. They got a couple of raggies, nice big ones, over 100 kilos. They also got some cob when the southwesterly came through, and that's in the Port St. John's area. Aberdeen, Pennington, all the way through to Scottsborough. Again, it's been bronze bream and bronze bream. There are a few small cob still around, as well as the odd yellowfin kingy that are pitching up. There have been a few snook on the South Coast, not too many, but they are around for the guys that have been putting the time and the effort in. Amamsum, Texas, of course, bronze bream. That's been what's been coming out with the odd brusher, but the guys are putting a lot of time in for the brusher fishing. There were two garrick caught at Illovo also on the weekend, but those garrick are returning from up north. So these are all the bigger garrick. They are returning garrick, so they're very sporadic at the moment. Heart Attack Hill, all the way through to Anstey's, of course, the lanterns, the eel-tail barbel, which are becoming fewer and fewer as the water gets warmer. But yes, there are a lot of wildepert around. Zebra fish, as they're known, or wildepert. Quite a lot of them around, and quite a few big blacktail. I'm talking those 1 to 1.5 kilo blacktail. Obviously, Cuttings has had a couple of shad thrown in the mix there, but that is the flavor of the day at the moment. Guys, go out there and have fun.
Thank you, Ray. What a great variety of species coming out from the South Coast. I mean, all the way from Transkei right down, all the reporters down there are reporting a variety of fish, which is amazing to hear, right? So the South Coast, definitely alive. Now, moving on up to the Midlands on the freshwater side, we have got Jan with the report of what's been going on with the opening of the river season. Well, it's opened about 2 weeks now, but what's been going on since then, as well as some news on the trout and more so the incredible scaly action that's going on right now.
Hey there, guys. We have the return of spring rains. Who would have thought it, as the last couple of years in the early season have been dire until late in the year. And then all of a sudden we've had a deluge. While the millimeters are still only in the single figure range, hey, we'll take what we can get. And at least it's settled the current dust. Let's hope that the next week's snowfall and the week thereafter and the current precipitations, if the forecasts are to be believed, are the foundation for some proper summer rains to come. On the trout side, things are a little bit dicky-divey at the moment, as with the weather. We've had no returns from the NFFC trout streams, and a few fish here and few from the NFFC still waters. There were, however, a couple of fish primarily in the 15 to 17 inch, that is 38 to 43 centimeter, and a couple tackle busters that went into the 17 to 19 inch or 43 to 48 centimeter classes. Water temperature in both the rivers and the still waters are reported to be around about the mid-teens, ranging from 14 to about 16 degrees. While they say everything has a silver lining, in this case, there is no silver lining. The lining is gold. The scaly action is off the hook at the moment, guys, and everybody seems to be on the rivers at the moment, from the Umco to the Tugela and everything in between. On the NFFC beat, an excellent day's fishing was reported on the Umco Mass by local angler Chris Shuttleworth, with good numbers of smaller fish in the 18 to 25 centimeter or 7 to 10 inch bracket, but managing to find some lunkers in between that stretched into the 17 to 19 inch or 43 to 48 centimeter class. Again, water temperature on these streams were reported at 14 degrees. Word from the bass anglers is that Albert Falls is picking up again, and there's some good numbers of fish coming to hand in the 2 kilograms mark. Good news for the KZN Junior Leagues, which takes place this weekend, the next event, 21 to 23 September on Albert Falls. They're wishing all the anglers tight lines. Apart from the bass, carp and tilapia are also making a strong appearance. So guys, tight lines to all.
Wow, now that is absolutely amazing. Guys, whatever freshwater species I could think of, Jan has spoken about it, right? Now, I spoke to Jan this morning. He sent me this report a couple hours before we chatted this morning. And he was talking about the rainfall being in the single digits. Well, since his report, and well, about the 6 hours later since we chatted, the rain really came down. So it's all up in double digits. So it's looking really exciting, looking really good, looking very positive. And if that amount of fish was coming out with such little rainfall, you know it's going to get a lot better, right? So there has been bass, there's scalies, there's yellowfish, there are trout, and better days are coming. So look out for that. If you haven't tried freshwater by now, definitely go ahead and try it. Now, getting back to the salt water, guys, up on the North Coast, I've got a report from Suvika that says a big blackfin was landed at Blythedale. Rockfish are filled up everywhere from Tinley Manor to Tugela. The odd Garrick at Tugela and Tugela Siola area has seen lots of snook from the spinning guys this weekend. Now moving further up to Richards Bay and St. Lucia, the whole Cape Vidal area, well, there has been obviously the rock species, but there has been a couple shad in between, which was good to note. And on your offshore side, well, we started seeing that Dorado coming about. So once again, reiterating our title saying the summer fish are on our doorstep. So the offshore side on the North Coast, the rock and surf side on the North Coast is alive. Now, going into Durban, well, this is where we've got some serious action, and we are going to let Mike V and Brad tell you all about it.
How's it, guys? When the sea's been lovely, there has been but. Good couple of shad have been coming out, some lovely stumpies and grunters, odd cobia in there, but mainly the edibles. Couple of grey sharks, couple spinners in the mix, but not a hell of a lot. When the sea's been bad, there's still been some edibles in the mix. The guys have been going looking for the bronze bream, stone bream, couple of rock cod, things like that, but mainly traveling a bit out of Durban to find it, but they have been finding it. So the oaks putting in the time and a little bit of mileage have been getting some lovely fish. The Durban area mainly had a few spinners in it. Once you ventured out towards Mishlunga, that side, Durban North Beach has been more of the edibles than the beachfront has had. On the paddle skis and ski boat side, the oaks are getting some lovely garrick. Good couple of snook in the mix there as well. Odd little bonnie's been popping up, odd sod has been popping up, things like that, but not too wild. Mainly the Garrick have been in the mix. The guys have been chasing those. On the bottom, the oaks are still getting the Heelbeck, still getting the Dagas, and most of your reef fish that go with that. The rock cod, the red slingers, all that sort of thing, the guys are getting plenty for. Durban Bay, one or two lovely grunters in the mix there the last couple of days. Some lovely kingies. I've heard of kingies up to about 4 or 5 kilos pitched up for a few days. So yeah, there has been some nice fun and entertainment in the bay itself. Guys, have fun, enjoy, tight lines.
Good morning, guys. It's Brad here from Linsky Fishing Charters. Oh, what can I say? Over the last week, our fishing has improved a little bit. So guys, yeah, the general bottom fishing with your slingers and soldiers has actually been quite impressive over the last week, with quite a few decent sized ones for a change, like really those 1.5 to 2 kilograms slingers. A couple of nice catfish and some really good Captain Fine rock rods in between. Yeah, guys, also really on the boil this week were the Garrick. They were suicidal over for 2 to 3 days. Really great fun, nice, clean, gentle fish catching. And then, yeah, right out in the deep, guys. Yeah, there's quite a few Heelbeck out in the deep, on the deep wrecks and stuff. And also at the moment, which is very good to hear, is to see as well, is there's a whole, it seems like the population of 74s have really exploded. So, yeah, but just remember, guys, this fish is still on the banned list. So if you do catch them, put them back. So, yeah, speak to you guys all next week again.
Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Guys, what a way to round off our reports from our reporters. Every single one of them has had catches to talk about. And you know what? That was exactly what a lot of people wasn't expecting because of these difficult conditions, which also makes me want to remind you about our podcast that's out, our expert series podcast, the one that came out on Monday where it's about you can fish on any weather. Now, this is exactly what it proves, you know. So if you haven't heard that podcast, it's on ecr.co.za under the podcast tab. Go and listen to it. And you will find that you'll be surprised what could come out, even though the conditions are difficult. Now, we've got some difficult conditions coming up, but it's actually not a bad thing, right? I mean, we've got 2 heavy days of rain coming up, Friday and Saturday. But what that's going to do is it's going to open up the rivers and it's going to make the water a little bit dirty along the coastline, right? But that's what brings in all that non-edible action. It's going to send some of those edibles in, but they don't really like that dirty water. But if you want non-eds, this is the time to lick your lips and be prepared for them, because Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, we've got those northeasterly winds coming through, and Wednesday is going to be an absolute knockout. It's going to be like that third day of northerly winds. The water is going to be a bit dirty, and it's going to be amazing for some non-ed action. This is when we know summer is officially kicked off in KZN, right? And if we had this amount of fish with these conditions, you can only imagine after this weekend how much better it's going to be. So with that being said, until the next one.
This is the Angler News SA podcast. I'm Vanessa Green. Find more episodes at ecr.co.za under podcasts or your favorite podcast app. Let's fish for the future.